with that familiar theme, it's a joy to welcome you to Monday.
Yeah, it is that.
How are you, brother?
I'm good. I'm going to open a I'm sorry.
That's
I should have
okay.
known better. We're doing good.
Good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
It's good to be back home for a little while.
It's good to have you in the chair Friday and today.
Yeah, it was
an
honor.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Brother Eddie's doing fine. Just had a project at the church that needed his attention. Mm-hmm. So as far as I know, he'll be back in the chair in the morning.
Amen.
So it the Lord worked it out for you to be in town, though.
I was supposed to be in Montana this week.
Yeah.
I was supposed to fly out Friday.
Tell us a little bit about your schedule coming up.
Coming up?
Well, and you had revival.
Yeah, we
last
were in revival
week, so
last week at Fairhaven, and I was scheduled to preach Sunday through Wednesday, which I did. And then Chad Watson preached Thursday and Friday, and that was supposed to be the close of the meeting. And, I think it was Friday. No, it was maybe Wednesday. I don't know what day it was. Maybe Tuesday. I don't know. Days run together. Well, some things happened that God just said, you're not supposed to be in Montana. Mm-hmm. And so I canceled everything within 5 minutes on my phone. I mean, I just went through all my stuff, hit cancel on everything, and God had moved in such a way there at Fairhaven. Brother Chris had me come back yesterday and preach yesterday morning and last night, and we had folks saved, had prodigals come home.
Amen.
And, I mean, just some prodigals that just got right with God. And then there was some church members that just got right with the Lord, and that fire's back.
Amen.
The fervency. And I don't know, as one of those meetings, you had to be there, and somebody said, explain it. I can't. I could bring Christy Norris down here, and she probably couldn't even explain it either. And, I mean, I saw things that I have never, I think we've come to the conclusion we've never seen. And just people getting a burden for the lost. God put on my heart to preach on hell yesterday morning, and God allowed me to do that. And I tried to be as descriptive of what hell is to the best of the English language, and still don't do it justice. And hell is a bad place. I'm just going to put it that place. And it's not made for us. It was always made for the devils and the demons. And but sadly, those that reject the Lord and the gift of salvation, if you don't get saved by the grace of God, sadly, that's where you'll end up.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
No.
I mean, Jesus did everything on the cross of Calvary, so you didn't have to. But I saw things, and I don't know. It is one of those meetings.
Yeah.
I was glad I was a part of it. I was thanking the Lord this morning, and you talk about a church that's on fire.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Brother Chris is on fire. The people, I mean, they're just the excitement, that glow. I was telling Pastor Norris, I says, I saw the glow of Fairhaven back. That's what I saw. And,
amen.
You know, they had that glow, you know, and it's back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, that's the best way to explain it. And to see folks, and it's better felt than told. I'll agree with you that, sister. And, you know, I saw, my precious little wife. She's a quiet little lady, and she don't say a whole lot, you know, in the services. And I'm telling you, yesterday morning, she done something I've never seen her ever do, ever. Mm-hmm. And we've been married 30 years, mm-hmm. and I've known her 32. I've never seen her do anything like that in 30-something years. I mean, just, I don't know. Better felt, yeah, I guess better felt and tell. But I appreciate what God did there, and the souls that was saved. And a young boy got saved before when I stood up to preach. Brother Chris went and got me a bottle of water. And that I watched that young man, he come out from the pew and grabbed him. Said, I got to talk to you. I saw it. So he took him out. I don't know where they went. They went out to church. Boy, Chris, well, I was trying to delay, you know, because I knew where I was going. I knew I was preaching on hell, and I really wanted him to be there, you know, not that I was preaching to him, but it's always good to have the pastor. If you're going to preach on hell, it's good to have the pastor in the church, and because he knows how to handle his people, you know. And he come in, he was glowing. He give me a thumbs up. I was like, I know what that means. And so that young boy got saved, and then during the service, Brother Chris gave an invitation. I mean, we were at service till 1 o'clock yesterday morning.
Amen.
God dealing with church and burden. I mean, the people of God got a burden for lost, and they were crying and weeping. I mean, just tears. I mean, just begging God to save a sinner. Mm-hmm. There was folks there that was under conviction. Last Sunday, I've never been in a service with so much conviction of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. I can't recall a time I've been in a service with that much conviction where sinners was weeping and crying and just wouldn't move. And so God did a work, did an eternal work. So this one, you know, I don't know if you can classify revivals, but I will say it'll probably be the tops on my list probably for as long as I live.
Wow.
And you say it was just a week meeting, but it's, to me, it was like a three-plus week meeting, yeah, all in 1 week of just seeing God do something.
An eternal difference.
Oh, my goodness. we were, as they say, we were around Big Wood, you know. You ever heard that saying?
Yeah.
Well, we were around it, and we were in the wheat in wells that were deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, deep, yeah, wells. And so, and Brother Chad Watson preached two phenomenal messages there on Thursday and Friday, and at one on Thursday night. Oh, I don't know if I'll ever get over that one. And it was phenomenal. You'll be hearing these on the Pulpit Hour. Probably won't be hearing mine on the Pulpit Hour because I was more personal. You know, I was preaching to the church. It was designed, not that it was bad. And, you know, we may play a couple of them.
Yeah.
Maybe the one on Tuesday night on the cost of a 10-year journey on Elimelech out of the book of Ruth and what it cost him.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're paying today, the price we're paying for walking away from the things of God in our day.
Yeah.
Sadly, we are.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I'm not in Moab. No, you may not be, but spiritually you are. And there's a cost that comes with that. And I'm afraid that some of y'all are going to pay a cost you about didn't know you were going to pay. And so we might play that one, and then that one on hell yesterday,
yeah,
morning. We'll probably definitely play it. And so we appreciate what God did. Appreciate Pastor Norris allowing me to be a part of that meeting, and I mean that. And I'll be forever indebted for that meeting and what God did in the hearts of my family, because my family got help.
Amen.
And so
amen.
I'm grateful for that. And I'll be ever so indebted to God of touching my family and the way he did. And just puts a drive in me to want to go more. When you get something like that in your heart,
mm-hmm,
God drives something in the recesses of your soul. And somebody say, I'd like to have it in my, and like I was in the old days. Well, you can.
God's
and
not
he has not. And God's put something in me to preach harder and to preach more firmer in our day and to preach the truths in this day and to draw, as Brother Chad said there, to draw a line. And there's a line that needs to be drawn and the dangers of when you don't draw that line, and in the scriptures in our day. So I'm forever grateful for that opportunity, and don't know I'll ever be in another one like it. Hmm. You know, I don't know. And if I am, I'll praise the Lord, but I have a hunger to be back in one of those now. I've tasted it.
Yeah.
I've tasted it. And any other revival will never suffice once you taste. If you ever taste preaching in the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm,
you'll never want anything but that. And if you ever get in a revival that God does an eternal work, mm-hmm, you'll never desire but to have that again. And God's put a taste within me that I want it again,
mm-hmm,
and to see it again and to experience it again. And I'm glad my girls got to experience that one time in their life,
amen,
at least one time in their,
yeah,
life, and to see something like this. So I give God the glory. So,
amen,
we're grateful. And
amen.
Then my schedule. Well, that's a doozy. Lord willing, we'll be leaving here next week. And so pray for my family, if you don't mind. I try not to say too much on the radio, just so it sort of puts things out there that I don't like out there. But we'll be traveling a lot. Won't give all my details, just for some certain reasons why I won't do that. Not that I'm trying to hide anything, but there's some reasons behind that. But we've got a busy summer. Let's just put it that way. We'll be in numerous states, numerous missionaries, where we won't be around a whole lot for probably the next month and a half, 2 months. And so,
are there any specific needs that folks could pray with you about?
Just pray for safety. I guess if there's one thing, traveling on the road, it always brings a lot of challenges, and because there's
mm-hmm,
people like me out there, but you know, when you travel and you go miles, it's, you have a tendency sometimes to make mistakes, you know, driving,
yeah,
or somebody else does, and you know, so that is one thing. And then of course being away from your family is never easy,
right.
And but I appreciate my wife, appreciate my children, and you know, you got to have a special family to do what I do. Not that I'm putting mine above anybody else's, but not everybody could do. It's a calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had a lot of people say, I'd love to do what you do, Brother Jones. But they don't understand the price that you pay for to do what you got to do. And so there's a high price to pay for that. And so, that's the lot for my family right now to do what we're doing. And I'll be away from them, you know, quite a bit. And everybody says, well, that's got to be hard. Well, I'll tell you what drives me to do it. Of course, the Lord's called me. And I'm grateful for that. And then, you know, a lot of people says, you know, should be hard. You're going to be hard to be away from your family that long. But I'll tell you what helps me is I think about those soldier men and women that spend a year and a half away from their family to protect our country. Mm-hmm. And they don't see their wives and they don't see their babies being born. And I don't ever hear anybody say anything about them. They're paying an ultimate sacrifice way longer than I'll pay, that I'm gone for 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. Those soldier men are gone for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I don't see anybody ever bringing them up to do what they do so that you and I could have the freedom to worship like we do. Yeah. And so, you know, I think of those,
Amen.
Those folks, those men, those women, that missed the birthdays and the anniversaries and the Christmas and the Thanksgivings and the special reunions and I go on and on. They do that a whole lot longer than just a couple weeks that I'll be gone. It doesn't make it easy, but when I think about those,
kind of puts it in perspective.
It puts me in a way perspective way more, and I know it's a balance, and I know it is, but I hope that I'm not. I hope people understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. There's others doing far, far more for, you know, sacrifices and than what I'm doing sometimes. But so we'll be there. We'll be preaching for a lot of missionaries. I'll be taking a camper trailer out for a missionary here next week that a guy donated down in South Carolina. I'll be taking it to Utah. We'll be dropping it off. We'll be preaching in New Mexico this year, being a couple services there. We'll be in Wyoming and a couple of churches in South Dakota, so we'll be gone a little bit. So do pray for my family, and you know, and when you're gone, things happen, you know, and you can't be home to fix it.
Yeah.
That's the hard thing when they call and say, guess what happened? Well, I know how to fix that, but
no
I'm
water.
Not there to do it, you know. Yeah. So, and you try to walk them over the phone, but pray for my family, then pray for souls, you know, and pray for these missionaries. We're trying to encourage them to stay on the field. And they're lonely.
You find a missionary that has a need, please let us know so we can share it if it's something that maybe we could help with.
Yeah, I'm going to call a missionary I'll be with. I do, you know, I haven't called him yet, but I'm fixing to today. And usually what he asks for is Lily the White Flower, cheer wine, you know, the good stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's probably what he's going to ask me for. And so I'll probably pick some of that up. Take them some cheer wine out there and different things, and so we'll be doing that stuff they can't get out there.
It's the little things sometimes that aren't so little.
No, they're big.
You know, we may view that as just, but to them it is a big deal.
Yeah, because you cannot buy Lily White Flower out west.
Really?
No, no. So if you go out west and you're traveling,
take
some Lily White Flower. I've delivered cakes in a cooler. I had somebody bake a cake, a homemade cake.
Oh.
And the miracle of that is that it made it out there.
Put the cooler out of reach.
Yeah, I thought, well, it was in the trunk.
Hide it, lock it. Yeah.
So I was like, I felt like the lad that had the little lunch. It was a miracle he didn't hit that lunch. But
you got a military wife
that
said amen to your comments earlier.
Yeah.
And you got 69.95, amen, brother. And then... Miss Karen said, yeah, it's the little things that make a big difference.
It is. Yeah, like Duke's mayonnaise.
Well,
you know,
was it Krispy Kreme donuts
I shipped a whole bunch of those out.
And didn't Lamar Whittemore drive out of his way during Cheerathon, I believe he told a story that the Lord impressed upon him to drive kind of way out of his way, but it ended up someone got saved just by him minding the Lord of taking some Krispy Kreme donuts out of his way to somebody.
Yeah, I fly through Denver airport,
and
they got a Chick-fil-A at Denver airport. And so you fly, and if you're flying United, that's where you'll go through. And so I'll call that missionary.
Mm.
You want some Chick-fil-A?
Because that's another thing that's not everywhere.
You can't get it everywhere. And I've hauled, I've bought, I think I bought a dozen one time of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, carried them on the plane. And, you know, you got this big bag of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and everybody's looking at you like, boy, you hungry? They don't understand. It's for that missionary, and they'll heat them up in the microwave.
Amen.
You know, and you get Chick-fil-A sauce with it, and they just, you know, they love stuff like that. And just things of that nature. Yeah. And so you can do care packages in churches. I would impress you to do that.
Yeah. We're doing one right now for Brother Timothy. I think Brother Mark Parker's heading that up, and they've got a few things in the Philippines that they don't ask for much, folks. Mm-mm. But there's a couple of things, and I remind our folks to look at that box and the list.
Yeah, so there's just a lot of things, but I don't know that our specifically God's met the need on the trip financially, you know, and it's going to be a lot of money to do it, traveling, you know, just... Yeah. I'll travel if I don't deviate. Well, not now. It'll be more now. Mm-hmm. But the last time I checked, I've got an extra stop now. I got to go to Utah before I go to New Mexico. I was going to New Mexico before I went to Utah. Mm. But now taking this trailer, I'm going to go to Utah first, drop the trailer off instead of hauling it for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And but just if prior to that, I was looking at 5,000 miles. Just if I didn't deviate, which you know you're going to.
So you've added some to that.
Now time. I've added probably another 1,000. Mm-hmm. So I'm up from 6,000.
Yeah.
And that's not taking any deviation flight or trips anywhere, which, you know, you will. You'll go, you'll pull off, you'll go here.
Yeah.
But it's you know, and at $4 a gallon, you can figure it out. And pulling a trailer, you probably get 12 miles of the gallon.
Yeah.
And so it's quite a chunk of change,
yeah.
But God's not broke, and he's got it all. So,
and we've got a missionary, a missionary's daughter. There we go. That grew up on the mission field, and she said 100%. It says, "I remember getting pizza from Pizza Hut. That was 3 days old by the time it got to us, but it was such a blessing."
Yeah.
And they hadn't had anything like that in 2 years.
No,
but somebody brought him 3-day-old Pizza Hut pizza.
I've shipped Krispy Kreme to Alaska.
Mm. Wow.
Because they don't have it up there. And so it takes, you know, it takes 5 days, a minimum.
Yeah.
And one of those boxes got lost in the mail. It was a week late. Mm. And I said, "What'd you do with that?" They said, "Oh, we nuked him."
Yeah.
He said, "We don't get Krispy Kreme up here."
Yeah.
He said, "It was worth taking the chance of getting sick."
You measure out your priorities there. Let's see, 9355 said that they now have a Chick-fil-A in Billings, Montana, but not Lily White yet. So,
no.
Let's see, 1211 said, "We have a missionary in Boston, and we would send them blue raspberry Kool-Aid and Peter Pan peanut butter because they couldn't get it there."
Yeah, we're unique in the South because we seems like we get everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a missionary out west. Their Walmart had Duke's mayonnaise. She bought 10 jars of it because it's the only time she ever saw it.
Wow. Yeah.
It is, you know. And
you know, never underestimate what God puts on your heart. You may think, oh, that's just something simple or something silly. No. I promise you. It's not.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, you like a good cathead biscuit made with Lily White flour, self-rising.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of y'all are salivating right now. And I was hearing somebody at a fellowship last night, and they were talking about biscuits and gravy, and they were just, their mouth was watering talking about it. Well, they have flour, but it's not self-rising. It's not the same,
it's
folks.
Different.
It is different. It's
different.
Not the same.
Yeah.
And they got, I took some out west. The wife wanted the Lily White, and their daughter wanted the Southern. I don't know what it starts, South something.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter liked that self-rising flour, so I took both kinds.
Yeah.
And that husband says, "I'm gonna have real cathead biscuits, none of this thin stuff."
It was a big deal.
Yeah, so and the pepper mill gravy and things of that nature. I take it all out. It's, you just never know.
Yeah.
And most people in their missionaries, and I'm not being critical, but most of y'all don't even know who your missionaries are because you never call them.
Yeah.
Never say, can we send you a box?
Yeah.
It's a big deal for my children to get a birthday card from a church.
Yeah.
Just saying happy birthday.
They were thought of.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll call that pastor and say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Won't have anything in it, which is fine. But just that somebody thought of them.
Yeah.
That, you know.
You can't put a price tag on that, folks.
No.
Yeah.
So
that you're not forgotten.
No. And Slim Jims, dill pickles. I mean, you know, they would you just never know what they're wanting.
Got a 9355 said that Sister Nancy Spivey would always bring her own Lily White during the Share-a-thon out at KJAB in Mexico, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and she'd make biscuits and gravy because, again, that's not something that they had there, that Lily White. So,
you know how we are with Miss Whittemore's fried apple pies?
Uh-huh.
Just multiply that by 10 out there.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm being very, very serious, yeah. You know, so.
We're spoiled here.
We're
blessed. And to acknowledge that blessing is one thing, but to just, I don't know, be ungrateful or even not taking the time to recognize it.
Well, I think we get lulled. We got it here. Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
And in reality, once you drive out, and you don't have to go far west to run out a lot of this stuff, and you'd be surprised how soon you will drive out of it. We've got a lot here that we take for granted,
yeah.
That we enjoy, and that we can stop and get it at just a whim. Or you can say, what do you want to eat? And you have to go through this whole process in the car. Well, whatever you want. Well, can I tell you why you get to say that? Because we got so many choices.
Yeah.
When you go out west, they'll go out there and says, we're going to go out to eat, but we only have one restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's all they got? So you don't have choices.
Well, and the fellowship, too, was another thing that I think you've mentioned previously.
Yeah.
That, you know, we take for granted that we've got people that, you know, we can call and fellowship with. We can meet them and have that in-person mm-hmm. fellowship. But a lot of our missionaries don't have that.
No, I was out in Wyoming and Montana in the end of December. I went and spent Christmas with a missionary. And as far as I know, I think I'm the only one that ever drove out or flew out to spend Christmas with this family. Mm. And they're a great missionary family.
Yeah.
Tremendous. They're, you know, and I sat and I foregoed Christmas with my family to spend Christmas with them this year. And then while I was out there, I caught wind of a missionary. It was about a 4 to 4.5 hour drive that was really struggling. Mm. So I drove down to his town, called him up. I said, where are you at? He said, I'm at the house. He said, where are you at? I said, and I mentioned the hotel I was at. I said, oh, I'm sitting here looking at this hotel. Are you in my town? I said, yeah, I drove all the way down here just so I can take you and your wife and your children out to dinner tonight. Meet me at the restaurant. They wept.
Wow.
They wept, literally wept over their dinner. And they started to tell me the problems and the dryness they're in and the struggles of the ministry, and they had all this load on them.
Yeah.
And he profusely thanked me when I left that I would come down and take him out to dinner. And he said, well, let's get your, and I said, you ain't buying my hotel. Mm-hmm. You're not buying nothing.
Yeah.
I said, it's all on me. Yeah. I chose to come down. You didn't call me. And this is not a burden to you and your church. And so I spent 2 days with him, loved on him, took him out to breakfast, took him out to dinner. You know, just fellowship. Yeah. We rode around, fellowshipped, and just had a good time.
Yeah.
You know.
He was just their friend.
That's it. Yeah. And he just couldn't believe that I'd come down. Said, nobody's ever done this for us. They just needed that.
Yeah.
And that's right here in our own place, in our own country.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Be surprised how just a phone call would just change a whole dynamic of just one individual's life.
Yeah, you know. or text them, do something.
Oh, yeah.
Let them know you're thinking of them.
I got a card the other, I guess it was last year, from a young Sunday school class. And I preached a meeting there. And that's that every child in that class, they just didn't sign it. They wrote something.
Aww.
Every one of them. And you talk about adding gas to the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely putting that extra oomph in your step. It means a lot.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of sweet cards in my life, but one, I got a card recently during when I was recovery, and it was one of my granddaughters, and they gave me a card, and they put $7 in it because that was all they had.
Yeah.
And they wanted to give it to me. That money will never be spent.
No.
It's in my top drawer.
Yeah.
In the card.
I've got envelopes like that. I've got 44 cents in an envelope right now. I'm going to give it back to that boy when he gets bigger, if I can, if God allows me. I told his dad I would. He gave me 44 cents in a revival meeting, a spontaneous revival meeting. I preached Sunday morning. That pastor said, come back. We went each night. He just said, come back. His little boy put it in that offering. 44 cents.
Yeah.
It's in my top drawer.
Oh, yeah, heaven took note of that.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah.
Miss Kathy, God bless you. She said she's about to making her cry. So just pull over if you're driving. Pull over if you're driving. So God bless folks. Thanks for
thank you.
Thanks for chiming in on the conversation today. And I guess the focus would be pray for your missionaries, even if it's not a missionary your church supports. Pray for missionaries as a whole. But if your church supports missions, and I pray they do, take down the names of your missionaries if you don't have it already printed somewhere, and put them in your Bible, put them on your prayer list, and find out how to contact them. Most missionaries will have an email address.
Yes, they all do. Yeah.
And many times in their prayer letters, they will share their cell phone numbers or a way you could text them.
Mm-hmm.
So with modern technology, folks, there's no excuse.
No.
Less than a minute it would take you to type out a text or an email. And I'm not being facetious. 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You just let them know that you're praying for them. And if you've got time, talk to them. Start a conversation. Ask them how they are. But the Lord knows. We're praying for you, brother.
Yeah, please do.
I'm
excited about this journey. And
amen.
But again, God directs our steps. He can cancel it tomorrow, and I would be fine if he did. And I've always asked him to lead, guide, direct.
Amen.
And I'm glad he directs us. You know, not that I ain't going to say I'm not missing Montana, because my heart would have loved to have been there, but God had other plans.
Yeah.
And if I wouldn't have, don't know if those two souls would have got saved yesterday.
But God had you there.
Yeah.
And that's all. It was a God thing.
It was.
It was a God appointment.
Yeah. To hear my wife done what she done yesterday, just absolutely charged my battery.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So,
Well, it's exciting times.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm.
And we're sure praying for you, but we're glad that you're in and thankful for what God did at Fairhaven.
Amen.
And God's not done, folks. There's a stir.
Oh, my.
And I don't know. Can't put my finger on it, but I don't need to. God's running it, and it's right on time.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we've got a couple of swap shop items and a few things going on this week in Carolina Calendar, so we'll try to go ahead and grab those if that's okay. And I'll start with some that came in on email while you're getting to that screen, if that's okay.
That is fine.
Thank you to, let me get this number, 7,000, I think is the last digits there. Thank you for checking. My doctor's appointment went okay. I'm going to start some speech therapy to see if we can get some things fixed, but the Lord knows, so, but thank you for praying.
Amen.
Here is new and used Subaru parts, racing wheels, brake drums, rotors, muffler, and other parts. You can call and make an offer on all of it. Again, it's new and used Subaru parts at 400-2281. 400-2281.
And I have added that to the backside too.
Oh, that one?
Yeah,
okay.
I have. They called it in as well.
Okay.
Here is for sale a car hauler trailer, 19 foot plus with a tongue, has a slide rail, has the ramps, good condition, asking $1,800. 577-0160. 577-0160.
Quick here that Miss Amy said, thank you for giving to the Lord. So I want to pass that along.
Oh, it's an honor.
Along to you. Also, did you get the firewood one?
No, I did not. That's a new one.
Okay. Here's some free firewood. They have three trees cut down about 3 months ago. Would be good. You just got to cut it up and carry it out by hand because it's kind of in a place where you can't exactly get to it close to a vehicle. They say you'd have to move it about 100 feet. This is in the Pisgah Forest area. Again, some free firewood at 279-7753, 279-7753.
Wheelchair ramp for sale. Two pieces, 17 feet long, adjustable height, $2,500 or best offer, 577-6268, 577-6268.
Beautiful armoire in excellent condition for $75. 243-5076, 243-5076.
What was that one?
That was the armoire. Okay. The puppies, the Shih Tzu puppies.
There we go. Three male Shih Tzu puppies, 8 weeks old, CKC registered, $300. 331-0859, 331-0859.
I might let you read the next one because more about that. I don't even know if I've been reading.
Let me get over my
right.
Coveting. Okay, I'm good now. Okay. Here's a Glock 44. It's a 22 long rifle pistol like new in the box. A Marlin 4570 JM stamped with scope. Excellent condition. Call for more information at 506-5809. 506-5809 and leave a message.
Free female puppy. Now, we've given this a couple of times, so I don't know if she's still available. She's about 6 weeks old, Jack Russell mix, a very sweet little girl looking for her forever home. 553-2790, 553-2790.
Here is a plum-colored love seat and two matching chairs, $300 or best offer. And a Kenmuir white dishwasher, $300 or best offer, 877-3099, 877-3099.
A large doghouse and a large transport kennel. And they also have, it's about 6x9, it's an outdoor fence kennel. And you can get all of this for $100 at 606-5630, 606-5630.
Somebody's looking for a set of worn locking hubs for an older Jeep. 506-5809, 506-5809.
A 1996 Skyliner 26-foot bunkhouse camper. It's always been stored under roof. Everything works. It has four good tires. They have said, though, that the battery will need to be replaced. They're asking $5,000, 553-0743, 553-0743.
Somebody's looking for a pallet jack or a flatbed cart on casters, 36 by 24 inches, 564-3134, 564-3134.
Australian Shepherd puppies. They are CKC registered Blue Merles and Black Bi and Tri's puppies. They're up to date on their shots and dewormed. Their tails have been docked and the dew claw removed. They will have a vet check before they go. Three females, three males, and they will be available after May 10th. 706-885-2313. 706-885-2313.
And James and James Environmental is looking for two full-time positions. First is a water and or water wastewater operator position with minimum or a grade one wastewater or a C well license, and then also a clean driving record. The second is a trainable position, but experience is significant plus. It's a also have to have a clean driving record is a must. 674-8171, 674-8171.
All right, I think that's everything we have in a swap shop. Wanted to just remind folks of some things going on. Berea Baptist Church is in revival through the 26th at 7 o'clock every night with Brother Jonathan Buckner preaching. They'll have supper at 6 every night, and Pastor Matt Metzger and the folks there at Berea off Berea Church Road would love for you to come and be with them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And then I'm just looking for what's going on like right now. We're still in April here. Yeah. I've got, I know that the Progress Baptist Church invites you to join them if you can tonight as they continue in their Marriage Matters series. It's tonight at 7 o'clock. Brother Tony Jones will be preaching to the adults, and Brother David Shoemaker will be preaching to the teens and young adults. They'll have classes for children, and then infant and toddler care is provided. And then following the service, they'll finish it up with a great time of food and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines and Progress folks welcome you. 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville.
Yeah.
And I think that's about everything that's going on this week as far as revival meetings.
Yeah, and then a good friend of mine, Pastor Tommy Winslow in Kannapolis, they are going into their second week of meeting. Now, Jeff Brown was preaching there last week, and they're going again this week. And so do pray for that meeting as well.
Amen. How's Brother Jeff doing?
As far as I know, he's doing good.
Good.
Yeah, last time I checked, talked to him, he seems to be doing well.
Dear man of God.
Who is he ever?
Brother Jeff Brown.
Amen.
0580 says, Brother Jones, you're making it hard to drive today.
Sorry
bless
about
you.
That. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, brother, thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
Thank you, thank you. God bless you. And we started out with the Matthews song, and I've got time. We'll finish up with the Matthews family song, a song entitled All of Your Heart.
Amen.
Have a great afternoon, folks.
Okay.
An unworthy sinner is all that I am, broken by the world and lost in Satan's hand. You had nothing to gain by giving your life, knowing I could not repay you, even if I still you walked up Calvary's mountain, still you hung on Calvary's tree, still you laid down your life, and you did it just for me. Still you shed your precious blood to wash me white as snow, still you hold me. You. walked up Calvary's mountain. Still you hung on Calvary's tree. Still you laid down your life. And you did it just for me. All that I